time, and I'd like to thank you all for being punctual. We'll give it a couple more minutes to see who else straggles in. Maybe I should start giving away stuff like Daryl does. I got a toaster.
Oh, look how many people were late last night. And that was Daryl's turn. Good evening, Jim Roche. Good evening, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful day, evening, morning, afternoon, whichever. Beautiful day it is.
Yeah, I know. American Idol's up in Boston, where I was born and raised, and my people up there aren't representing that well. They're really showing a side of Boston or Massachusetts that I'm not too crazy about. I love it.
In other words, they sing as well as I do, eh?
I haven't heard the pipes, Eric. You know, I thought I had you on at Christmas time, New Year's, and you'd sing a few bars, but, you know, you let us all down.
No, that was my Christmas present to you all. I haven't been able to hold a note since I was... When did my voice change? I was actually in a church choir up until... I was 11 or 12 when my voice changed. Cannot hold a note. You do not want to hear me attempt to sing. And so that was my Christmas present to you all.
Well, at one time I had 2.5 octaves.
Did you get them surgically removed?
No, I just have no ability to try to make that range again.
I can hit a high note, but I'll leave out the details about how I get it done.
I used to sing bass. But it was down here. And my voice changed.
Been playing with them tasers at the prison again there, Jim.
They won't let me anymore. Okay, I think we've waited a sufficient amount of time for those that are going to be fashionably late. It's now 9:33 p.m. my time. Hey, KD, Olson, and the gang, I want to welcome you all to the Wednesday night, January 13, 2010 training. My name is Jim Roach. I'm from New Jersey, and... brief history. I've only been working online for a little over a year now. I've got to know Daryl right from the door, and Jim Allen and Eric and a few other people right from my early days of working online, and they really steered me in a proper direction to figure out what this whole thing was all about. I'm not an expert at anything. There's a number of different ways to go about, you know, doing SEO work. I do not have an SEO business. I do not, you know, I do not do consulting. I don't do anything. All I know is that I'm very passionate about the things that I'm involved in. I work hard. I do the work that's necessary for me to be able to do the things that I do on the internet. And I just, you know, when Daryl asked me to do this as a moderator, you know, I really didn't know if there was going to be a possibility for me to be able to do it, because now I realistically just started. There's a lot more qualified people here. There's a lot more qualified people that I know that could probably, you know, give the information in a more concise, understandable fashion. But like I said, I'm willing to give it a shot. And if you just follow some of the basic things that we're going to teach you here over the next, you know, few months or so, you will start to see some results. Again, I really thank Daryl for the honor of being able to do this. And like I said, I don't take things on face value. I do research. I have plenty of time to do that. And I enjoy doing it. And I enjoy sharing the research that I do come across with people that are, you know, have some interest in learning, you know, the things that I've come to know. And again, I'm very humbled by the fact that Daryl trust me enough to be able to do this, and I want to welcome you all again to this. Is basic keyword research. It's basic SEO. I guess the mechanics of it to try to point you in the right direction to figure out where you're going to go on the internet. You know, a lot of people start with a great idea, and they have, you know, they come across a great opportunity, or they're enticed into a program opportunity, and they're, you know, they want to figure out what to do. So I want to introduce the other moderators in here. I'll let them introduce themselves and welcome any newcomers. If there's anybody here for the first time, just type a Y in that little box right above, right below everybody's name there. And I want to welcome all of you and hope you get some value and benefit out of what we're trying to bring across to you tonight.
Well, since nobody else is jumping up, I will. My name's Eric Burgoyne. I run the Thursday evening sessions. We cover advertising on Thursday nights. I have been online since 1995. Good times, bad times, the boom, the bust, and everything in between. I run, as most of you know, an advertising results site, and I work on that, and I work on a bunch of my own sites, and try to help as many people as I can along the way.
Well, I'm Jim Allen. I do the Monday nights. Do a lot of social networking, social bookmarking tools, do a little Twitter. Help folks get their autoresponders and their capture pages set up and that kind of stuff. Been around since 1999. I've done a lot of marketing. Been involved in a lot of programs, startups, older programs, and so forth. I'm here to help you. Tap in. We see what we can do to get you started and get you branding yourself and building your list. That's the main thing. That's where everybody fails, is they don't build their list, and that's where you got to start. Brand yourself and start growing your own list.
Yeah, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Bill. Call me BJ. My specialty is hosting, backup service. I write websites in code, so if you've got host coding problems, that sort of thing, I can fix you up on those. I've also got a very wide knowledge of most subjects, as I've been around since 98. So there we go.
Okay, now that we've dispensed with the pleasantries, let's get to work. Again, welcome Charles and any other newcomers, and welcome people back. This is the second part in the training session that we're going to be continuing on, because SEO doesn't stop. It never stops evolving. It never stops being relevant in today's online internet marketing. SEO, if you're not familiar with the term, is search engine optimizations. Optimization, and that is to optimize your website, your web blog, your blog, your whatever, your capture pages, to get search engine recognition for people to be able to find you. And in order for people that are surfing the internet to be able to find you, you have to do some homework. And your first rule, or the first thing that you need to do when you get ready to start a campaign, whether it was like what we did last week, whether it was kids' cowboy boots or anything else that you may venture into, there's going to be some work that's going to be involved in setting all that beginning stages up. And it all starts with your keyword research. Obviously, if you've come across a program, information, or service that you're passionate about and you really want to promote it on the internet, I don't care if it's the 2010 Vancouver Olympics or the history of steroid use in baseball. Whatever it is that you want to talk about and be of interest and be relevant on the internet, you can do it nowadays. You have the perfect medium that people are utilizing on a daily basis to find out information. And your job is either to confirm what they already know about a product, information, or service, change their mind about what they already think about a product, information, or service, get them to subscribe to your email or newsletter autoresponder series, or get them to purchase. Those are the four things that you want to get people to do when they come to your website. And in order for them to be able to do that, you have to find out what people are searching for. And to be able to do that, you need to do keyword research. Now, last week, I put up a couple of tools that I use And pretty much I'm going to go back to the basics again, you know, and the basics are why it is important to invest some time to find the best keywords, because it's the backbone to any marketing campaign that you're going to be doing. Now, again, I've got a few definitions up here to make it a little bit easier for people to follow along. And keywords are the words that a web surfer enters into the search engines to find websites. It's pointless to optimize, there's that word, your web pages for keywords that nobody uses in the search engines. For a successful online marketing campaign, you must target the right keywords. The keywords you use should be relevant for your website, and for web surfers should be searching for your keywords. If you target the wrong keywords, your website promotion efforts will be in vain, and you will waste a lot of time and money. And this is so true, because you could have, like I guess I use the example, the nicest, most elegant, beautifully built hotel in the middle of the Mojave Desert. But if people have no way to find you, then you still only have the nicest, most elegant, beautifully positioned hotel in the Mojave Desert that nobody comes to. It's the same thing with your websites and your web pages and your information. If nobody has a way to find you, then they're not going to come across your information, your product, or your services. So that's why it's important to do the keyword research to get people on a regular basis to come and type those keywords into a search and come across your information. So how do you determine which keywords are good keywords? There's a couple of different ways to approach this. Like I said, last week I showed you, Trevor has a video and the audio from last week, the training on how I go about doing keyword research. And again, there are a few drawbacks to this, you know, to the scenario that I painted for you last week. Obviously, if you're going to use free tools on the internet, there's a lot of people out there using those same free tools, so you're probably going to be coming across the same information that everybody else on the internet is using. Now, I know for me, myself, I'm not the type of person that's going to start investing in any paid services until I start seeing the results, or that the services that I'm going to be paying for are going to be beneficial to my business, therefore paying for themselves by being productive towards my business. So in order to find out which keywords are good, you have to do the keyword research. So to that end, there are three different types of keywords. There's keywords for browsing, keywords for comparing, and keywords for buying. Keywords for comparing are usually the keywords that work best for search engine optimization. People who use that keyword type are looking for a solution to their problems and are ready to buy. To get the best results with your search engine optimization effort, you should concentrate on these types of keywords. Now, that is the comparing keywords that you put in the search engine. Details about the different keyword types can be found in the manual that I was currently reading. I forgot to take that out. Most people use 2 to 4 word phrases in a search. So phrases are very effective. They're also called long tail keywords. Anything more than 2 words is considered a long tail keyword. And I showed you how to do that last week. We started out with the seed word of boots. Then we went to cowboy boots. And then we went to boys cowboy boots or kids cowboy boots. So the boys cowboy boots and kids cowboy boots, more than 2 words, is considered a long tail keyword. And those are the types of phrases that people just type into the search bar when they're searching for the product information or service that they're looking for. So when people utilize these types of searches, they're more likely in the buying mode or the purchasing mode or the sign-up mode than they are if they're just doing basic research or how-to or what is. Because like I said, if you just type the word boots in there and you're looking for a specific type of boots, you're going to have to do a little bit more clicking to get to the actual type, style, and information that you're going to want to get to purchase the cowboy boots that you're currently looking for. Internet users who use four-word searches are more likely to purchase goods or service than they are using fewer words. So again, that is through data that's been compiled over the course of years from Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and it's been, you know, widely distributed amongst the search engine optimization people. It doesn't necessarily constitute the majority of individual businesses' sales, but it certainly does help in the sales or the people signing up to their information or products or services when they're typing in these long-tail words, because they're more focused and more targeted on the information that they're looking for. Like I said, the IBP manual is something, it was just something I was reading and doing research on yesterday. It's nothing you should be concerned with, Don. I missed that. I forgot to take that out. So up until this point, is there any questions?
No questions, but I got an off-topic comment when you got a minute.
I'm always ready for an off-topic comment, Eric.
Well, I got a couple of support tickets today at KFP. And I thought they were very strange. I answered them, but I thought they were very strange until Jim said something tonight, and I realized we're all saying it. And that's to help build your list. And the questions I was getting on support tickets today is, when should I stop building my list? When is enough enough? When have I got enough people on my list? Exactly, Katie. So just to answer everybody, in case anybody in here is new and that hasn't, you never stop building your list, ever. I didn't think we'd have to say that, but apparently I'm getting support tickets asking me that, so no, you never stop. That's my off-topic comment, Jim. Sorry for the interruption.
No, don't need to apologize there, Eric. Again, that's something that will be continuous, just like evolution of SEO, just like, you know, the evolution of Twitter. You know, people thought that Twitter was a fad that was just going to come and go. Now, if you do, you know, and I know a lot of people don't put a lot of stock into Alexa or things like that that show ratings, but if you look at the top 10 sites that are ranked by, you know, the ranking companies, you'll see Facebook, you'll see Twitter, you'll see Blogger, obviously, you'll see Google. And, you know, you'll see that these are the most highly attended websites on the actual internet. So, again, these things that people think are going to come and go, or the information that they read that they think is more relevant than not, they kind of miss the boat. So, like I've said, I really am not... I'm not an expert at all of this stuff. When people throw information out there, I kind of like to do the research into what they've actually said. You know, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of watching videos, and and there's some things that have been said in the last couple weeks in here about, you know, what's relevant nowadays, what's not, and. And again, there's some things that you have to take at face value, and you have to find out for yourself, you know, what works, what doesn't work for you. And if you, for a perfect example, what can happen if you target the wrong keywords? If you target the wrong keywords, you'll lose time and money. You'll invest a lot of time in optimizing your web page for keywords for which your website cannot get high rankings at the moment. Or you invest a lot of time in optimizing your page for keywords that don't convert to sales. It's very important that you choose the right keywords that lead to high search engine ranking and sales. Make sure you use the correct keyword type, whether it's comparing, buying, or searching. So again, we've covered the basic types of keywords. Last week we showed you a little bit about the free services that are available, how you do your keyword research to look for the amount of searches that are done on a monthly basis or a daily basis. There's all kinds of free and paid services out there. And like I said, if you can justify the cost of a paid service that strictly does keyword research or keyword analysis or trends or hot trends, then, you know, that it might be worth, if you're in the SEO business, it might be worth your investment to purchase those paid services to get more information. You know, there's a lot of information that goes along with search engine optimization. I like to stay with the basics. We had a discussion in the Skype group yesterday and in the group prior to the actual meeting with Daryl about keywords on your capture pages. Now, and you know, there's the capture page creator that Daryl has provided for us here in the 12-second commute that allows you to put your title, your keywords, and your keyword meta description in the heading of your capture page. And you should do this with all of the websites or all the web pages that you put out there on the internet. And again, I'm not saying that one way is right or another way is right. I'm just saying that when somebody makes a statement or statements are made, I always like to check them out. Now, last week, a comment was put in the room that Google doesn't even factor in keywords that are put into their people's web pages. So my suggestion is to go out and do your own research like I did. I was able to do. I had some time. But the next steps that you should be focusing on is to find a keyword tool that you're comfortable with using, figure out how to use it, and start to utilize it. And start building keyword groups and putting them into keyword-specific groups that you're going to be using in your campaigns. So I want to play a short video up here next. And again, this is the information that you're going to come across on the internet. Matt Cutts is exact. Now, this guy, Matt Cutts, well-respected Google engineer. He's quoted on a regular basis as to what Google looks for. He's very well-respected in the industry. And I'm just going to play a short two-minute video. And now, and this is what he has to say about keywords. So don't click on anything in the room. It'll start to play automatically. And just watch what he has to say. Okay, that. All right, I don't know what's playing in the background there. I hear somebody talking about the Haiti. Maybe on, there it is. I got to stop my Google. All right. My point is Don's absolutely right. That video is posted on his newbie training center. And I have the opportunity, probably more so than most, to do some research into what, you know, people say and how things are interpreted on the internet. And like I said, as far as SEO, I'm really new at all this stuff. But I spent a lot of time last night after watching the video and going. I know who Matt Cutts is. I know how well respected he is throughout the industry. But I found some either interesting phenomena, or that, you know, what is being reported by Google isn't in fact correct. Now, I'm not here to call anybody, saying anybody's being untruthful, but what I've found, and if you do your own research also, is that you can Google just about anything, and what I found, and I went from kids' cowboy boots to email marketing to women's pink underwear, and what I found is the top results for every one of the keyword phrases that I typed in, at least 8 out of 10 of them had their keywords listed properly in their heading before the body text of all their web pages. And I don't care if it was Amazon.com or U.S. News and World Report or NBC News. They all utilize the keyword aspect of the page that was given to them. Now, like I said, I may be new to internet marketing, but when somebody says things, I don't take them at face value. I'll do a little bit more searching. So just as an example, like we said, we discussed it last night about utilizing your keywords. Just for an example, I typed in a Google search email marketing services, and I did a Google search for email marketing services, and these are the top 10 results that came up. All right, and if you look at, you can all do this, you can all type in email marketing services, go to the first entry on page 1 of Google, and right click on the view page source. How that got there. Select all. Copy. Paste. If you view the page source, you will see in the back of 9 out of 10 of the first 10 entries for email marketing services all use the meta keyword aspect of their setting up their web pages. And I showed you this last week, and I'll continue to show you this. Now, there's number 2. Here's number 3. If you scroll down, you'll see the meta keywords, email marketing, his number. These are all 1 through 10 for email marketing services on Google that have utilized the keyword content. Now, out of the 10 of them, only one of them didn't use it. And what my point is that if 9 out of 10 people on the first page of Google of over 137 million entries utilize these keyword aspects of internet marketing, then who are we to go in a different direction because somebody that, now, eye contact is a well-respected email marketing service provider. They use them. This is the only one. Number 9 only had no content in the keywords, but 9 out of the first 10 all utilized this aspect of the keyword on their pages to optimize their page to get page 1 recognition of Google. And, you know, like I said, I'm not saying that it's a coincidence or it's not relevant, because all I'm saying is that, yes, 9 out of 10 had it in their title, 9 out of 10 had it in their keyword meta tags, meta name, and 9 out of 10 had it in their, or 10 out of 10 had it in their description. 10 out of 10, right. Okay, so I took it a step further. And if you look at this page, this is the actual results in Google for email marketing. Now, you see that they're all purple now, if you can notice it. I know it's a little bit unclear, but these have all been clicked on, so it shows that they've already been searched and right-clicked on to get the source code. So I didn't just stop there. I went to copy. I went to Yahoo. And you'll see most of the same entries on page 1 for email marketing. Correct, are the same as they are on Google. But if you do the keyword, if you click on the web page and do the keyword, view the source, you'll see that they all have it on Yahoo. And if you go to the next search, which was AOL, you'll see, again, most of the ones are purple because I searched them on Google, and they're all still in the top. The first 8 are the exact same as they were in Google, and they all have the keyword aspect written in or typed into their web pages. So, again, the last one I did was Bing. And again, you'll notice that they're in purple still because I've already searched them, and you'll see ones that are different, but you'll notice that at least 65 to 70% of the same searches in the top 10 are the same on AOL, on Yahoo, on Bing, and on Google. And my point is not to, like I said, not to say it's not coincidental, or that somebody's misleading the public when he makes a video statement like that. But all I know is 9 out of the first 10 entries out of 137 million had the keywords typed into their source code and was being utilized. So what I'm trying to show you here, just like we showed yesterday to Isaac about his keywords being specific to his content on his capture page, is that it is important whether somebody says it, and you can, you know, you can do your own research and you can come up with your own information, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it's not a coincidence, because, like I said, I don't care what you're researching or what you do for a Google search, you will find that a majority or more than most have that code on their page. Whether Google says it recognizes it or not, I'd rather be safe to know that it's there. Okay? Well, like I said, I'm just telling people that I've shown them how to do specific things to make sure that their page is optimized, that this is relevant to what we're talking about. And again, I have the time and the inclination to do these types of things to show people that what we're talking about here works, it's effective. And like I said, I may not have an SEO business or consulting firm, but I'm willing and capable of doing the research myself and not just taking things at face value. You're absolutely right. Most people, probably 80 to 90%, are not SEO experts, you know, and that kind of, you know, makes it a little bit easier for you. Like I said last week, if there's a million entries for email marketing service, then 950,000 of them have no clue what they're doing. So all you have to do is beat 49,990 to be in the top 10 for a Google search. And what I'm saying is if it's the top 10 of a Google search, if 9 out of 10 of them, respectively, for everything that you search online has the keywords included in their source code, then I think it's a benefit that we should include also. Understand?
Just to add something to what Jim Allen typed in earlier, Google is only one of them. He is the big granddaddy, okay, we'll give him that. But you've got Yahoo, you've got Bing, you've got MSN, you've got hundreds if not thousands of others, and they do use your meta tags. Google may not use the keywords anymore. They may be reading the keywords off of the pages. I know they do a lot of content. Their spiders read content, so they might be picking it off of there, the keywords, because if they're smart, they've got the keywords on their web page as well. So, Don, you're probably right, but in 99% of the other cases, other than Google, meta tag keywords are very relevant.
So, again, it wasn't to show anything other than the fact that this is what we're teaching and this is what we're showing. And if you want, obviously, if you can take what we teach or what we show and use it at your own discretion. And like I said, these things are important for a reason, because whether it's Yahoo, Bing, AOL, AltaVista, Ask.com, Lycos, somebody's using those keywords, and evidently Google is too, because they wouldn't have all or majority of the pages on page one listed other than the relevant content that people are putting on their websites if they weren't of value at all. So that being said, I just want to get a show of hands. Does anybody use any paid services for keyword research?
Did in the past, but not in the last 10 years.
And other than Don and Demetrius and there was one more. There's three people that answered that, Jerome, that use paid services. And again, whether it's Word Tracker or Keyword Elite, there you can utilize the free trials. You know, I was online yesterday at a SEO conference, and this guy is offering to do keyword research for me for $500. Well, I was like, well, why would I pay you $500 to do keyword research for me if I can sign up for $69 for a month, do my keyword research, and cancel my subscription? Other than the fact that he knows what he's doing, supposedly. The fact of the matter is that it's not a perfect science. There's a lot of guesswork still involved, and there's a lot of hunches that you have to test to see if they work. So again, there's, like I said, the paid services offer a lot more in-depth detail about keyword effective index, indexing of future trends, hot trends, what people may be searching for other than your exact keywords, which are called synonyms. So again, if you have the inclination to utilize a paid service for your keyword research, then first you're going to have to learn what it and how it works. So that's why I would recommend a free trial version to find out and understand how it works before you pay for a service that you're trying to figure out how it works at a premium price. So again, there are free and paid services that you can utilize, but my experience has shown me that, you know, if you get to the bottom of a good keyword, and there's other tools, you know, Don shared earlier in the first week or so about the Wonder Wheel on Google. It's on the left-hand side. If you click on More Options, it'll show on the left-hand side about halfway down the Wonder Wheel. So let's just say we're, I don't know if I can do it in here with email marketing, but if, let me go to, if I can go to google.com. All right, you all see Google up there now? How about now? All right, now if I type in email marketing service, did it change to the results page? All right. Now, right below where it says Google, right below where the colored word Google is next to the search for email marketing service, below that it says web, and then there's a blue cross. Do not click on it. It says show options. If you click on that, the page changed to show a list of options on the left-hand side. Okay, if you scroll down that page under, it'll say all results, images, videos, news, blogs. Then the next section says anytime, and then the next section says standard view, related searches, and Wonder Wheel. If you click on the Wonder Wheel, this is what you'll see. Do you see a blue circle in the middle of the page with spokes coming off it now? These are all keywords that are relevant to email marketing services or related keywords that Google has deemed important for you to dig down just a little deeper into your keyword research. This is another tool that's provided free for you by Google. So now, if you click on free email marketing service at the top, that'll change again, and then in the center you'll see free email marketing service, and then it'll give another list of words on the outside perimeter to show you what Google thinks would be relevant to free email marketing service. So what I would do from there is I would take those keywords, I would put them in the AdWords keyword external tool and find out how many searches are being done for those particular keywords, and then compare them against the entries like I showed you last week on the training. And then you'll determine, like I said, that there's there is a need for, or there, you got a blank screen? How about now? Well, again, that's what I wanted to show you as far as the Wonder Wheel. Now, last week I showed you the keyword AdWord external tool. This week I showed you the Wonder Wheel, and I also showed you the ability to do your own keyword research. And I didn't show you that keyword research or those back pages of the source code for email marketing service for no reason other than the fact to show you what other people are using or other marketers are using to get page one recognition. Those are the keywords that they're targeting. Those are their title tags. Those are their keywords. And like I said yesterday, your keywords should describe your title and your description should describe your keywords. So that being said, I'm going to open it up. I'll go back to the home and I'll open it up for any questions. Like I said, I just wanted to give you another brief overview about why it's important to do keyword research. Why don't you take anything for face value without doing your own homework and doing your own research? And if you have the time, the ability, or the inclination to do so, you'll come up with some very interesting. Okay, Isaac, if you do a keyword research for any, or do a Google search for any key phrase, like I said, email marketing service, the results will come up on the page, results 1 through 10 of 137 million. Right next to the search bar, there's a button or a word that says show more with the blue plus next to it. You click on that. A column will open on the left side of the page that you can scroll down. It's the third group of grouping, and it said related searches. I'm just trying to think of it off the top of my head. And the second one is Wonder Wheel. If you click on Wonder Wheel, it'll give you relevant words that are associated with email marketing services that digs a little bit deeper into your keyword research. Okay, so I'm going to release the microphone. Anybody want to text type? I'll answer some questions. Guess we're all SEO experts. Woo! I should get a $10,000 bonus from Dow.
Yeah, as soon as I get my $1 million from Kenya. Yeah, I'll tell you what I've got a feeling. Okay, Mutkus is saying they don't use the keywords. But I'll tell you what I thought. I'm fairly sure they do use, and he didn't deny it. And that is the description. So if you've got your keywords in your description, that will be playing a part.
Well, actually, he said they use the description. Sometimes they use the snippet in the results. So if they're using the description in the snippet, they're obviously the spider is reading the description.
Well, just don't depend on the results here. Just choose a topic. Go do a little keyword research. Check the top 10 sites. See if they don't use meta tags. It's just a good idea to do it, irregardless of what that guy said. Put them in there. It takes 30 seconds.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I totally 100% agree with you. And as you typed in earlier, and just repeat it, Google's not the only fish in town. They're the big fish. There's thousands of others fishing. I can guarantee you they're using the meta tags, keywords.
Yeah, I personally think it's vital that you put in a title, page title, and your keywords, and your description, and make them all relative to the keywords that you're going for.
Well, they should be at the top of every site there, Bruce. If you right-click on this page that you see in the window right now, the tags are there. They're just not used. But you can see them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can see them by clicking on the source. They are actually placed in the head section. Your page is made up. It starts by opening HTML, then it opens head, then it closes head, then it opens body, closes HTML. Now your meta tags always come in that head section.
So they don't actually display on a page, but they are there.
Thanks for the explanation, Bill. Again, I don't know, you know, that if I was just to walk into a room for the first time for training, that would have made absolutely no sense to me. And I know what you're talking about, but if you, Jerome, Bruce, I said, if you go to, if you open up another browser, all right, minimize the screen right here in front of you, click on Internet Explorer or Firefox or whatever browser that you use, start a new search in Google, and just type in kids cowboy boots. All right, have you done that? All right, now go to the first one. It says Kids Cowboy Boots, Children's Western Wear, Cavender's Boot City. Do you see that one? Click on the title, and then you'll see the little kid with the rope there. Are you with me? Okay. Now, go see where his cowboy boots are on that kid? Not there. Go behind him, right under the left-hand column where it says Children's and all the way down to Brands. Put your mouse there and right-click on there. Use the right-click mouse. And then scroll up and click View Source. And a page will open up in Notepad. Are you with me? All right. Now, if you look down, this is exactly what Bill was just talking about. This is a document type. This is the W3C consortium that all web pages must conform to be shown on the Internet. If you look at the first part, it says title, Kids Cowboy Boots Western. This is the title tag. All right? If you look below that, it says meta name, keywords, content equals children's cowboy boots, child's cowboy boots, kids cowboy boots. Those are the meta tags or the keywords that this person is utilizing to get to page one of Google for kids cowboy boots. The next section says meta name description. Content. Cavender's carries an extensive collection of kids cowboy boots and western wear for children of all ages. So this is the code that you have to have on your pages for Google to index your page properly to determine where it's going to go. And obviously, this Cavender's has done a fine job of SEO by putting in their title tags to be keyword specific to kids' cowboy boots, their keywords for children's cowboy boots or kids' cowboy boots, and their description, because all three of them have the words kids' cowboy boots in them. Understand? And I'll show you again. This is the exact same thing that I showed you with email marketing. If you go down through those top 10 results and look at the keywords on every, you right-click on every one of those pages, you will see the keywords used in just about every single one of those pages that people are using or companies are using to target or to get to page one for kids' cowboy boots. You understand now? Bruce, you with me? Aha, that's a horse of a different color. that's a little bit past what we're talking about here as far as keyword research. That all has to do with building web pages, FTP, hosting, and everything else. You have to have control over your web pages in order for you to be able to change those keywords and put them in your source before they go on the Internet. So I'm sure that'll be discussed at a later date.
If I could just jump in there a moment. I spoke to Daryl today, and tomorrow, please make sure you read your emails. If you are not signed up to the reminder service, please sign up to it. He's going to be sending out a question tomorrow about training times. I'm proposing running one between 7 and 8 or between 8 and 9 UK time in the evening. And in those I will be covering some of these sort of basic questions you've got, like how do I sort the meta tags out and that sort of thing, along with doing general Q&A on any tools in the 12SC as well. But he's sending out a question, we're going to find out which is the most popular time. So, if you get the questions, please respond to it.
Okay, 7 or 8 UK time is what time in Eastern US, by the way, Bill?
US, that's Eastern time, is between 2 and 3 in the afternoon or between 3 and 4.
Okay, thank you.
Isaac, yes. When you go to edit your capture page, there's three boxes right at the top. One says the title, one says the keywords, and one says the description. Or if you're building a new capture page, if you give it a domain, the www.12sc123.isaacjohnson, or a capture page, or whatever you title it, once you give it that title, or once you give that domain the extension, then right below that it asks for the title, the keywords, and the description. If you type that stuff right in there while you're creating your capture page, it'll come out in the form that you just saw in the back of Cavender's Kids Cowboy Boots on your source code.
Also, if you have your own domains and your own sites and you're having a little trouble, I mean, you can cut and paste. You can go onto the internet and do a Google search for Metty, M-E-T-T-Y. It's a great little free program, and it will, you type in your title, your name, your keywords, and hit generate, and it will generate the HTML code for you. It'll show you where to put it on the page, and you just have to cut and paste it in, and it works extremely well. No, Metty, M-E-T-T-Y.
Don W. asked a question of how can we compete with top-level keywords with email with our budgets. Well, I'll be very frank with you. It's not going to be easy to do, but just look at the entries on page one of the Google search that I did for email marketing service. At least three of them are WordPress blogs. So they're blogs. They're not actual companies providing that service for email service. They're actually they're people that have found a way to optimize their blog to get page one recognition for the keywords email marketing service. And you will find that on just about any Google search in the top 10, there's at least one or two that are not the company, but they are blogs that people have taken the time to write, to continually add content to, and to optimize for those specific keywords. So yes, you can compete with those people. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you can. But you have to start. And if you look at what people are actually entering or putting onto websites, then you'll get a better understanding or a better idea of how to do it. But you're not out of the picture completely. You just have to be able to do what people, and you got to realize something else, that if you started today, you got a lot of catching up to do to these people that are already on page one because they've gotten there for a reason. Either they've been recognized for length of time on the internet, they have a ton of links coming into their site that are relevant to their actual web page or their WordPress blog or their blogger.com. See, this is all going to tie in together, like Jim was saying last night, with these major internet resources that we have, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Blogger, which are three of the top 10 rated or top 10 visited sites according to Alexa, then you know what? You're going to start to get the traffic necessary or the links necessary or the backlinks necessary to promote and boost your page to page one recognition. So, yes, you can compete, but it's going to take some time. And if you're not persistent and you're not consistent, you'll never compete with those people because, number one, a company like Cavender's probably has its own IT department or its own SEO company that it pays some good money to keep them number one on page one of Google, number one on page one of Yahoo, number one on page one of Bing and AOL. So again, you can compete, but you're competing against people and companies and corporations that have been doing it for a while, that are willing to pay to have it done, and to, you know, to optimize their pages for them to be able to get that type of recognition. But it is possible. Again, I've gotten some pretty good results with some pretty competitive keywords for some highly saturated markets, whether it's living healthy, whether it's whatever. But you have to start, and you have to, all comes down to the keyword research that you do to find out what people are searching for. So when you do build it and you do make it relevant and you do optimize it, not only are people that are going to be looking for it, but you'll have the positioning for people to be able to find your information for you to make it profitable for yourself. William, you're right. As far as consolidating a good keyword list for our 12-second campaign, like I've told you right from the day one, 12-second commute is a lot of things to a lot of different people. It could be anywhere from making money at home to residual income to email autoresponders to URL rotators to capture pages. But if you do your keyword research into work at home, make money from home, URL rotators, email responders, and capture pages, the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of competition for work at home and make money online and residual income. There's a little bit less for email autoresponders and URL rotators, and a little bit less for capture page creators. But the fact of the matter is that anybody coming to do a Google search for a capture page creator is somebody that's working online and looking for the tools that they need to be able to be successful online. So you have to position yourself to get in front of them, to show them how 12-second commute and its capture page creator and its email autoresponder and its URL rotator is a perfect fit for them. And you do that by writing keyword relevant material, whether it's in a blog, a WordPress blog, or a Blogger blog, to get to the top of the search engines to get that type of recognition you need for people to find you. And the people that are going to find you that are looking for the tools to work online are people that need the tools to work online with. Understand?
Like they say in New Jersey, capiche?
I wasn't going to go all Sopranos on you, capiche? Isaac, that's what a campaign is about. Your campaign should encompass your capture pages, your blogs, your email marketing. All of it should be focused. And like I said, when I focus on keywords and keyword groups, I don't put 22 of them in there. I try to keep it to under 5 because I don't want to spread my focus too wide. I want to narrow it down. And the more you pinpoint it to a long-tail a long tail keyword phrase, that means that people, when they type that exact phrase into that search, are looking for that, and the more likely they are to be able to purchase or to get more information. That's what this is all about, figuring it out. And like I said, I don't have it all figured out, but I got some things figured out.
Well, Jim, it's 10:42 here in Clearwater, Florida. I say you've made real good use of your time. I've even learned a little bit, which is complimentary anyways. I'm going to tell you good night. Thank you very much. And I hope Trevor's got the recording of this one.
Yeah, Jim, I've got a few things I got to get ready for tomorrow night. And I got a road trip tomorrow, so I will bid you adieu. Have a pleasant evening, everyone, or day, or afternoon, or whatever it is, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Yeah, very good session, Eric. And, yeah, basically a comment for everybody. Never think you know it all. Doesn't matter how long you've been online, coming to these trainings, you're going to learn something.
Jim, I appreciate all the work you put into it. I know it took you quite a while to put everything together so that you could come out here and make it look easy. Appreciate it. Have a good night. Thank
you all for your well wishes. But again, I do this because I enjoy doing it. It's a labor of love. I really enjoy figuring out how all this stuff works. And when I find out how it all works, I'll be sure to let you all know. But again, thank you very much for attending. I hope I was able to provide the value to help you in your marketing efforts, and that's what I'm here to try and do. Like I said, I don't know it all. I'm not an SEO consultant or a specialist or anything like that. I'm just a guy that likes to work on the internet, and I hope you will too.
Okay, any last minute questions before I bail out?